Hello there. So today I'm going to do a speech clarity and dexterity workout. I'm not going to introduce myself. Let's just get straight into it. First off, let's just maybe add some length into our necks here. So by taking your hand over, resting it over the side of your head, and bringing your other arm down straight, just relax the weight of this arm. Don't pull your neck. Just breathe and allow that length to come into the side of your neck there. If you like, you can move this hand around a bit to help change where you feel that length in the neck. Just nice and light, no pulling, just let the weight pull it down, nice and gently. Okay, and then we're gonna do the other side, because we have to warm ourselves up physically before we start getting to the speech. Everyone thinks that words are made of imagination. They're created by imagination, but they're formed by our bodies. And so we have to have our bodies in a good position and ready and warm to be able to speak at our optimum. Let's bring our head down front now. Again, rest your hands, but don't pull. Breathe in, and as you breathe out, just allow some length to come in. And I say allow some length because I don't want you to be pulling and pushing yourself. This is not forceful work. It's nice and gentle. Okay, so next, maybe have a little massage up around the back here. See where the muscles of your neck meet your skull. There's some points around here that are really worth just relieving because there are some muscles that attach around the back, from the back of our head and underneath here to not only our jaw but also to our voice box, our trachea and the vocal mechanism that house the vocal folds. And if there's any tension sometimes around here, it can really have an impact on how free and able you are to speak with ease. So just a little massage around there, just give it a bit of a work, not too much. And so for this exercise, this is designed for clarity and dexterity. So we're gonna be playing just with some simple short vowel sounds and different consonant sounds at the beginning of them. So it's quite simple. So if you've got any tension in your jaw, just try and breathe out and consider maybe even pushing your fingers up into that muscle just to suggest some relaxation. Don't go too hard, be careful, you've got some glands in there as well as muscle. So now what we're gonna do, if you don't have one of these, which is a bone prop, if you don't know what a bone prop is, I made a video on it so you can watch that. But this helps to keep our teeth open just a certain amount, so the work that goes on inside and with our tongue and everything else that helps create sound, just work a little bit harder. And because this is an exercise, this is like a workout, this is you can do that by maybe putting your finger in your mouth or even the knuckle of your little finger like that as you're doing these exercises, and that just helps things work a little bit harder, so when you take it out your words should be crisper and clearer. So what we're going to do, we're going to start with just before we go into the dexterity exercises, just do a little bit of lip and tongue drills just to warm us up again. So we're going to start with if you find it hard to do lip drills, just push your fingers into your lips and push them forward a little bit. And if you still find that hard, just move your fingers around until you find a sweet spot where you can do that. And you can hear I'm doing it voiced. You can do it without voice as well. Now, when I say voiced, I mean that I'm engaging my vocal folds. So you can do both. You can start unvoiced and then go into voiced. Now we can do the same again, but with our tongue. So let's start unvoiced. Then engage the vocal folds. Now this is a bit of a hard one because you have to sort of relax the front of the tongue and purr like a cat, or some some people can't do that, but I do also have a video on how you can do that here. So what we're going to do next is just maybe have a little stretch before we get going. Just maybe reach up and out. Imagine you're standing next to a tree that has lots of apples, and you're going to pick them off different places. One down here, there's one over here. And just keep your feet planted, but let your body reach and move around like that to try and grab these different apples off the tree. That's just, I remember a voice coach once telling me that example. And then shake it out, breathe, and then we're going to get started with the dexterity exercises. Now what we're going to do, now we've done our warm up, is to get straight into it. So either take your knuckle of your little finger or your index finger like this, make sure they're clean of course, or your bone prop if you have one. And we're going to start with la, 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 la. La 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 la. Okay, so what I did there was have my L and A. La 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 la. Then in twos, la 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 la. Then in threes, la 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 la. Then in fours, la 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 la. And then I did 10 in a row ending in a R. So la 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 la. Okay, so this is helping us with the L sounds and just getting more dexterity and get used to making these sounds. It's like drill. These are drills. These are just a workout. So this is just exercising those muscles and getting them kind of nice and vibrant and crisp. And, you know, that's what we're after here, isn't it? So we're going to do the same thing now with many other different sounds with R. And we're going to start with the P, A. So pa, 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 pa. Next is going to be with the B A's. So pa, 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 pa. Ba 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 ba. Next is the T A, so it's ta 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 ta. See, I'm struggling with this one a little bit. Ta 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 ta. Okay, it's really helpful to breathe in between these. I noticed that I was running out of breath and I was trying to push. So if you don't have enough air, you start to overcompensate and start to tense up muscles that you don't need to. So always make sure your belly's relaxed and you allow air to drop in after each phrase. Next is with K. So ka, 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 ka. Ka, 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 ka. Ka, 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 ka. Ka 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 ka. Right, and next is G. Ga 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 ga. Ga 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 ga. See, I struggled with that one as well. So, you know, I'm not perfect. I need some work. I need to do some of this myself and practice and help get that dexterity and that muscle memory, you know, working. Next is the N A, and then we have the M A. So let's go through those. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Now with the M's, ma 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 ma, mama 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 mama, mama 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 mama, mama 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 mama, ma 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 ma. Okay, so once you've gone through all of those, you can choose to stick with that, or you can go through it with a different vowel sound. So we were just using R all the time. But you go through all these different sounds, you've got the L, P, B, T, D, K, G, N, and M, but you can also, rather than having ma, you can have mi, or me, or mo, or mu. So you can change these. And to make it simple for you, I've written out a complete workout, and I've uploaded it to my website. You can find the link in the description box below. And so you can download this and just have it, print it out maybe, or look at it on your phone and go through them. And if you get, maybe do, because I can feel my articulators getting a little tired now, and that's the point to stop. You don't want to overwork them. So I've gone through all those with an ah sound, and throughout the day I might go through the I, E, O, and U, following the same principles. And so every day I've gone through all of those different vowel sounds, or just do one a day and change it and alternate. But that's really good to help you get your articulators moving. And if you want to have, you know, this is an exercise. This is you. This is what you do when you're not speaking, when you're not warming up, not when you're preparing. But this is something you do to just get things, you know, the muscles moving, and these particular, the tongue and the lips and the jaw, and you're getting them, you know, more limber and more able to perform. And so once you've got this strength and dexterity, when you choose to use words or you come across something that might be difficult, you'll just be able to create those sounds much easier. And it really helps keeping this in your mouth or your finger in there like that. Look, so that is the end of this video. Go back through it again if you need to, and take the printout from the website so you can have, you know, you can have it completely, you know, on your wall, and you can just read it aloud. If you'd like to contribute to the channel and make a donation, I have a link below where you can buy me a coffee, or what I've called buy me a book, so you can help maybe buy me some more educational materials, such as books like this from Patsy Rodenberg, The Need for Words, fantastic read by the way, or all the others that I'm collecting in order to learn more that I can share with you. Also, if you want to go a bit further and start working on your body like an instrument, my 8-week course, the flagship course that I provide, is available, which you can get 65 different fully, you know, body workout exercises that help shape your body, or, you know, open it up and relax it in a way that's more optimum as a speaker or a singer. But look, the most important thing is that you help me out by hitting like, leave it a comment in the description box below. And if you have any suggestions for this channel, or anything that you'd like to cover or like me to cover, then please just, you know, like, say hi, tell me your name, and, you know, leave that comment, and I'll be sure to reply to you or respond at some point in the future. Okay, so thank you for watching this. My name is Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.